Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's Broadus.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this as well. All right. I got to jump into this pretty quick because I think If I mess around here, I'm going to run out of time, and I don't want to run out of time. I was looking through Pro Football Focus.
Oh, real quick.
You got something?
No.
Oh, I thought you had something. No, breaking news.
I'm ready for it.
I'm excited about our soccer.
Did just have the Mahomes news, by the way. We got that in.
We did.
Congrats to him. Yeah, 63. Congrats,
yeah.
Well done.
Well done, sir. And this comes from Pro Football Focus, and this is they did a thing called the ranking of the most valuable non-first-round NFL draft picks since 2016.
Ooh, this is fun.
So they did. They have this ranking. They had their own ranking.
Okay.
But what I want to do is I'm going to give you the names, and we're going to rank them ourselves. There's going to be 10 names. So we'll start from the bottom, right? We'll
start from the bottom
and go to the top. But I'm going to give you the names if you want to jot them down, or and then we could debate in what order we want to put these guys in. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one name is Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Number two name is Jordan Mailata. Number three name is Tyreek Hill. Number four name is Dak Prescott.
Number one.
Number five is Puka Nacua. Number six is George Kittle. Number seven is Fred Warner.
Dang, Niners.
Number eight is Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got that right, St. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
We're good. Max Crosby's number 9, and Trey Hendrickson is number 10. Okay?
Okay.
So if we want to, we could go 10 to 1. How you guys feel about this? Who would be number 10 on this list? These are all players, most valuable non-first-round draft picks since 2016.
Are we taking in their entire career as a resume, or are we saying you got to win in 2026 with these guys?
Entire career.
Okay. Very, very difficult.
I know. This is tough.
Brock Purdy.
You thought Brock Purdy was 10?
Yep.
I kind of was. Trey Hendrickson a little bit of a late bloomer?
He was drafted by the Saints.
Yeah, he was a late bloomer.
Like, just kind of looking at full career, I was wondering maybe Hendrickson's the 10 guy. Because I could see Purdy as a quarterback. You know, the quarterback's going to have to be propped up a little bit. Like, Purdy has saved the San Francisco 49ers' ass. Or else they'd have no quarterback.
Kind of looks like Mac Jones could have done it, too.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones played okay last year. He did.
Okay.
But before that, they didn't have anybody else that was really competent. And then Trey Lance was a huge bust. I mean, they gave up a lot to go get him.
I mean, didn't they go with Jimmy?
That was a long time ago. They went with Jimmy.
Like 8 years ago.
Yeah. And then after that, it was nobody else until Purdy. And then Mac Jones.
Purdy was drafted in
22,
by the way.
Who was also a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I'd probably have Brock as the 10th player out of this list.
Okay. Dawson, you're there on that too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chief, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Purdy's number 10. Number 9. Mailata, Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Kittle, Warner, St. Brown, Crosby, Hendrickson.
I mean, Hendrickson he's had a lot of sacks, but what he does in the run game is not helping you in the same way as a Max Crosby. And I think all these other guys, their impact, I mean, I don't know.
I lean Hendrickson at 9, too.
Hendrickson, then maybe St. Brown.
He's taken a lot of sacks.
Hendrickson might have a great year in Baltimore. You know, if we did this at the end of the year after he gets to play with Hamilton and Matabike and mentor. But yeah, I think right now I'm comfortable with Trey being at nine.
Okay, so Hendrickson becomes number nine. That eliminates him there. Number eight, that means Mailata, Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Kittle, Warner, St. Brown, Crosby.
I'll put Kittle in here just because he's been injured so much.
I agree. Yeah, he's a really complete player, and he's really, really good, but availability has been the issue.
Yeah, and this is a hair-splitting exercise. All these guys are next-level nasty. So
you're going with Kittle at mm-hmm. eight? Okay, number seven. Again, that leaves us Mailata, Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Warner, St. Brown, Crosby.
St. Brown?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my vote. Because, I mean, with the wide receivers on this list, you're going Puka and, like, peak Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You're going over St. Brown.
That's just insane, you know, trying to differentiate between those seven guys.
St. Brown's also a dominant blocker, but so is Puka. Puka might be just a little bit more versatile than St. Brown. I think Hill's probably the top of this list because he's actually got Super Bowls on his resume.
Warner's a cheat code.
Yeah.
Warner's going to be super. Warner or Mailata?
I would think Warner might be top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best at his position for quite a while.
Yeah, I'd go St. Brown as the next ranking.
Dawson, you get on St. Brown?
I suppose.
Chief?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
I don't have a better answer for you.
Okay. Number six, that means that eliminates, that means you got Mailata, Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Warner, Crosby.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I mean, at what point does Dak not get the quarterback bump anymore?
Then maybe this is the point.
I think Dak would be your sixth player on this top 10
list? Or do you just put Puka here?
If you're taking position out of it, Puka is maybe the best player at his position.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He has been.
I'm team building, and I'm putting all these through. Like, this is your guy. You're taking this guy in the top 10. Would you rather have somebody else? And I would most like to have Dak.
Yeah, I mean,
we got Mailata here.
That's where I was leaning. That's why I actually wrote it down already.
Okay.
Mailata.
You're probably going to tell me he's a top five left tackle?
No, I love Mailata. I think he's absolutely outstanding. But I do think at some point, you know, has he always been the best lineman on his team? And that's not necessarily a detriment to him. That could be a stupid argument on my part. But like Kelsey, Lane Johnson, you know, he has benefited from other really star linemen across from him.
That leaves you Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Warner, and Crosby at number five.
Okay.
I think this is where I'd go Dak.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I mean, Max Crosby is an Iron Man. Great run defender, great pass rusher, on the field all the time. Has he been a defensive player of the year? I don't think he's been a defensive player of the year, has he? Crosby?
No.
The man plays 12 games, you make the playoffs, unless you have the worst defense in franchise history. I'm offended that you guys put Dak Prescott here. I'd go with Tyreek Hill.
It's 2-1. 2-1?
I think it's 2-1.
Yeah, I'm going to put Dak here.
All right, Dawson.
Because people are ticked that we're putting Purdy over Dak, and I get it. I just think Dak's done less with more in his career.
Number four, that gives you Hill, Nacua, Warner, Crosby.
Or more with less, I should say. Here is where
Hill, Nacua, Warner, Crosby.
I'd go Puka here. But that's tough. But I'm not going to put Puka over Tyreek. Tyreek's got a ring, and I think Warner and Crosby have been arguably the best at their positions too at times. Puka's there now, but like what is it, 2 years we're looking at for Puka?
Yeah.
I think the others just have more years that they've done it at that similar level.
I mean, Puka as a rookie was like setting rookie records.
Yeah, he was. But Tyreek was also winning Super Bowls.
No, I get you know? That. And he was making big plays.
Yeah. I mean, the Wasp, you know, they're not winning that championship without dialing up the Tyreek Hill play.
Yeah, and just the amount of respect that defense has.
Yeah, the speed. And then he still was damn good in Miami, even when he changed offenses and quarterbacks. He was putting up crazy numbers for a while.
Is this Nacua?
Or Crosby for me.
Make a choice.
All right, go ahead. Break the tie. Puka or Crosby?
I was going to say Warner.
Warner, okay.
Yeah.
Well, crap. All right, you can break the tie, Brian.
I like what everybody's saying here. I'm going to put Nacua here.
Okay.
Okay. Number three. That means you have Hill left, Warner left, Crosby left. Dawson's going to say that probably he thinks that this is Warner, since he was going to vote for him at four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to vote for Tyreek at five, wasn't I?
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
You want Tyreek here?
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
Cool. Have it, Chief?
Yeah.
Cool. Hill, that's number three. All right. Now you're down to Warner and Max Crosby for two and then one.
Yeah, Warner's so great at his job, and whether it's stopping the run or being a force in zone coverage, like, there's nobody like Fred Warner. So I don't want to take anything away from him, but the reason I was going to put him higher up is just that you can't compare what he's doing to being able to whoop a tackle and get you 50 or 60 pressures. So if I got to choose between those two, you know, I'd slot Warner in here.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, I have so much respect for Fred Warner. I mean, I've seen him.
Just what he's done versus the Cowboys.
Yeah, those 2 years, he's Dak Prescott's kryptonite. I think Fred Warner's just an absolute savage.
Okay, so that means the number one player on our list would be Max Crosby, is who that would be.
No, I think it'd be Warner, right?
I thought you said Warner at two.
I'd go Crosby at two and Warner at one. I was saying Warner. I just have so much respect
for
Warner.
I'm sorry.
And I do. I have love for both of them. But yeah, I think I'd go Warner slightly over Max.
Yeah, very very difficult. But I probably would too.
Oh, say for number one.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, okay, Crosby two, one. Warner
so,
one.
And so Crosby two.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Crosby two, Warner one. Okay. So here it is. Just the way that they did it, the way that Pro Football Focus did it, was they went Purdy, Mailata, Hill, Prescott, Nacua, Kittle, Warner, St. Brown, Crosby, Hendrickson. That's the order they went in.
Where Hendrickson was their number one player?
That was number 10.
Oh, number
that was
10.
One, to
one
10.
Was Purdy.
Yeah, number
oh,
one was Purdy.
Purdy.
Yeah,
and
number
maybe
one was
we're
Purdy.
Not giving Purdy enough respect. I just still have not. He's struggled anytime he doesn't have, like, you know, the elite parts around him. And yeah. And I guess some pushbacks, like, well, what's Dak done, you know, without some of that? But I still would say Dak, I think, has had more success with, like, no Trent Williams, Purdy sucks.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a good left tackle, has he had a good left tackle the last couple of years? And he's still been putting up great numbers.
Here's the G-Bag Nation. It would be Warner, Crosby, Hill, Nacua, Prescott, Mailata, St. Brown, Kittle, Hendrickson, and Purdy. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing. We're at the midway point of today's show. Rangers are back in Kansas City tonight. Pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock. You also have the finals going down, Chief.
Yes, sir. The Knicks are pulling out all the stops for tonight's Game 4. That's next in the Nation.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.